Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good afternoon. With us on the line now is Julie Warren. She's the author of It's All in the Mind, The Life and Legacy of Larry Stevens. It was Larry who transformed British comedy as a writer for The Goon Show. Julie actually discovered that Larry was her cousin whilst doing her family tree, so read up about him and decided to write a book and interview people who were still alive that knew him. She became involved with the running of the Goons Appreciation Society and was even invited to Buckingham Palace for a garden party for the 70th birthday of Prince Charles. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thanks very much. Oh, good to be here.
It's lovely to have you with us. And what an amazing discovery. So you were doing your family tree and came across the fact that you were connected to Larry Stevens, and you never knew that before.
I had a vague inkling. My grandmother used to talk about someone called Larry who was a writer, and mention the Goon Show every now and then, but the Goon Show was a bit before my time, so I just vaguely knew it was something to do with Spike Milligan, and that was it. So when I was researching my family tree, I'd done all the main lines and everything. I was starting to go off down the branches, and I'd generally Google people to see if they'd pop up with anything, which would normally be court reports for misdemeanors, I have to say. But when I Googled Larry Stevens, I was really surprised to see that it had his own Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's interesting. Had a look at that, saw the mention of the Goon Show, but then also discovered that he'd been Tony Hancock's best man at his first wedding. So I thought, well, this is interesting. So I must find out a bit more about this. Started delving and just uncovered so much about him.
Oh, how amazing. So where did you start? Who did you try and get in touch with to find out more about him?
Well, I'd read a couple of biographies of Tony Hancock, which sort of mentioned Larry in passing. And obviously, he was best known for Hancock's Half Hour. So I tried contacting Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson, first of all, to see if they had any memories. And they invited me to go and have tea with them one morning. So I went round to Ray Gorton's house and sat with Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson. And they just gave me so much information about him.
Oh, wonderful.
And it sort of went on from there. I had phone calls with Dennis Norden, met Peter Sellers' best friend from the time, Graham Stark, just all sorts of people who were all like really kind and willing to speak to me about this long-lost relation of mine.
Oh, how lovely. And did everybody have nice things to say about him?
They did, actually. Yeah, they all thought it was sad that he'd been forgotten, because unless you're a real die-hard fan of the Goon Show, probably never heard of him. So they all thought it was a bit sad that he'd been forgotten like this, and were pleased to know that I was going to finally tell his story and explain kind of what an influence he had had on British comedy, from being involved with the Goon Show right from the start and writing all of Tony Hancock's stage material. He was also involved with the Army Game, which at the time was the most popular television sitcom. So it's just lots and lots to uncover.
Yeah. So how did he get into all of that? It was through Tony Hancock, wasn't it? His friendship with him. How did they become friends? Did you know?
Yeah. During the war, Larry had served as with the commandos, and he was the entertainments officer for his unit. So I think he perhaps started getting involved in that kind of thing then. Then when he came back to the UK, he moved to London. He was originally from Birmingham, but he moved to London and started to go along to the Nuffield Centre, which was a club for servicemen. And there'd be all sorts of shows and things like that. And a couple of times a week, amateurs were allowed to get up and do a turn, and alongside people like Gracie Fields. And Tony Hancock was there with his agent trying to make the big time. And Larry got chatting to his agent, Phyllis Rounce, and she thought, I think these two will get on. So she introduced them. They hit it off like straight away, moved in together. And then Larry started writing material for Tony Hancock.
Isn't that amazing? Ooh. What a great story. So they moved in together straight away.
Yeah, they apparently had loads of dodgy flats all over London that they used to have to like leave at a moment's notice if they didn't pay the rent or whatever, because neither of them making very much money at the time. I think Dick Emery used to come and sleep on their floor when he didn't have anywhere to stay after he'd been performing somewhere.
Gosh, wonderful stuff. So Tony Hancock already knew Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, did he?
Yeah, there was a pub in London called Grafton's. The landlord there, Jimmy Grafton, as well as being the landlord, he was writing material for up-and-coming comedians. I think he was writing for Harry Secombe at the time and Alfred Marx. And Tony Hancock had been there a couple of times. And Spike Milligan was lodging at the time in one of the attic rooms. And then they sort of started working on what would become the Goon Show. So Tony Hancock took Larry along one evening, introduced him to all of these people. And Jimmy Grafton, the landlord, like realised that he had the same kind of sense of humour. And so he was invited to join them in trying to make the Goon Show. So he was one of the founding members and one of the main writers.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you say it was before your time, the Goon Show. It was before my time as well. But I grew up, my mum and dad played me from quite a young age, the sketch from the Goon Show, the What Time Is It Eccles sketch.
Right, yeah.
So I've always actually been familiar with the Goon Show through that sketch and just think it's the funniest thing ever.
Clever.
Yeah, whenever it's 8 o'clock, we always just say, how do you know it's 8 o'clock? You know,
that was a Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens collaboration, that episode. So,
oh, wonderful. Oh, that's so amazing to know after all these years.
Got it written on a piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly. So have you sort of since become a fan of the Goon Show? Have you listened to a lot of it since?
I have, yeah. I've listened to them in quite great detail and like studied every script that's available. The Goon Show Preservation Society that you mentioned in the introduction, they have copies of all the scripts. So even, because a lot of the recordings have been lost now, but it's still possible to kind of get an idea of what the early years were like by reading through the scripts. And yeah, some of the lines are just make me laugh still today, and they're just still so relevant today with things haven't changed, things about politics and things like that. But yeah, I've become quite a big fan and quite active in the Goon Show Preservation Society as a result.
Oh, brilliant. So how does it work, the Preservation Society? What do you guys do?
They try and keep the Goon Show memory alive. Got an archive of all sorts of stuff that's used by professional researchers. There's a quarterly magazine, and then there's, well, pre-COVID, there were regular meetings, and people who just worked with the Goons will be invited along to speak. Now that the time's getting on, there's obviously not so many people around that directly were involved with the Goons, but I think in the early years, Spike Milligan and Harry Secombe used to be regular guests themselves, and now their children come along. Spike's daughter is one of the honorary members of the society.
Oh, how lovely. That's so nice. Oh, I hope you can all get together again after COVID, whenever that happens. It'll be, nice for it to continue, won't it?
It will, yeah. Be a shame if COVID kills it off.
Yeah, absolutely. So it must have been great fun writing this book then, meeting all these different people and putting things together into a book.
Yeah, it's just been such an amazing experience. It took me about 10 years from when I first started researching to when it was published. But along the way, I've made so many new friends and just met some amazing people. And obviously going to Prince Charles 70th birthday party in the gardens of Buckingham Palace was quite special.
Oh, I bet. So how did that come about then?
He held the party for all the organisations that he's patron for. He's been patron of the Goonshow Preservation Society since 1998, I think, so quite a long time. So there were representatives from each of the patronages invited to go along to the garden party, and I was lucky enough to be one of the five that went from the Goonshow Society.
Oh, that's so lovely. So what was it like being there?
Oh, it was wonderful. I'd like to go again, actually, now I know how to do things properly.
Where did you get things wrong initially?
Well, I was too busy stuffing my face rather than when the royal party walked through the garden. So I know now you have to see the royals then stuff your face afterwards.
Oh, that's brilliant. So you missed them because you're too busy eating.
Yeah, I was too far away. It was the same. It was Harry and Meghan. It was their first public appearance. Wow. Since they've been married, so I saw them from through a Zoom lens, really.
And what was Buckingham Palace and the gardens like itself? What did you think of it all?
I didn't get to go into Buckingham Palace, but the garden's just absolutely beautiful. You were free to wander wherever you wanted to go, and there was music, different types of music all over the place, and people bringing ice creams round to you. It was lovely. It felt like being a bit royal yourself for a day.
Oh, how nice. What was the food like?
Oh, it was wonderful. Lots of lovely little cakes and things like that.
Oh,
and
nice.
Cucumber sandwiches I've never been a fan of, but the Buckingham Palace cucumber sandwich was just one of the most delicious things I've ever tasted. I don't know what they did to it.
Isn't that interesting? Maybe it's just because you're in Buckingham Palace Gardens that they taste particularly good.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, fabulous. Well, it's great to have you on the show, Julie. It's lovely to meet you, albeit over the airwaves. Do you think you'll write more books? I mean, have you enjoyed the process of actually writing the book?
Now it's over, then yeah. I always thought that writing the book would be the most difficult part, but it was actually more after I'd found a publisher and all the things that are involved with that were quite tricky. But I think it's like having a baby, you forget the pain once all that's over. So yeah, I would quite like to write some more books. I've got quite a few ideas, but it's been a bit difficult to get going with anything at the moment because I haven't been able to get to any archives or anything like that. So, but I've got plenty of ideas, and yeah, I would like to.
Because you were able to, talking of archives, you were able to get hold of things from Larry's personal archives, weren't you? Letters and photographs, artwork, things like that.
Yeah, I had a couple of photos in like our family collection, but Larry's wife's second husband held a lot of material. I was lucky enough to get in touch with him, and they'd kept it all. His wife had died quite a number of years previously, but the family had kept hold of all this, so that was invaluable. I don't think I'd have got anywhere without all that.
Oh, that's so nice. That's really kind, considering it's another family now.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you, Julie Warren. Thanks so much for joining us. If listeners want to get a copy of the book, it's available on our website, tre.radio. It's called It's All in the Mind, The Life and Legacy of Larry Stevens. Julie Warren, thanks for joining us on Talk Radio Europe.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.